Welcome back to the Two Ricks and the Neon Apocalypse, episode 7.
Dun, 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 dun.
How are you doing today, Rick?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well as well. Have you recovered from the day of debauchery, the holy holiday day of debauchery last week?
No. I still have severe stomach cramping, which is awesome.
Yes, well, you know you've debauched if the stomach cramping continues.
Yes.
Perhaps you even have a protozoa inside you.
I hope.
Causing disruption.
Hey.
Praise be.
Praise be.
You know, our whole concept of this religion, you know, embracing the amoeba, celebrating the protozoa, it has sparked a lot of controversy. It basically comes from the assertion, our assertion, that humans are inherently inferior.
Right.
And should crawl back into the lagoons from whence they came.
I can't see how anybody would disagree with that, but I guess some people do.
They do. They say, we're so good at shooting things and blowing shit up. we have clear divisions of rich and poor. You know, they don't have that in the wildlife, you know, because everything's kind of equal in the wildlife.
Yeah, what is a rich muskrat? I mean, how would you distinguish, you know? What's a very wealthy garden snake?
And what is muskrat love?
an awesome song.
I don't understand why people can't celebrate the amoeba. It doesn't fight. It doesn't wage war. It doesn't have holocaust. It doesn't rape. It actually doesn't even have sex. It keeps it in its pants completely.
Yeah. Occasionally it becomes more than one of itself.
Well, but that's asexual reproduction.
Yeah.
It's not even bothering other protozoa. You know, it's just reproducing on
its
own.
That's true.
We're joined today with our first live studio audience, visiting Deacon Cock Squat. It's good to have him. We were going to have him on the air. He is just far, far too shy and a bit of a nut job. He has some wild... Talk about a couple of his wild ideas.
Oh, I think they're all in litigation at the moment, so there's nothing we can talk about.
Oh, we can't talk about it on the air. Yeah, he is crazy.
Yeah.
It was our turn to... Our turn to have him, though. We have to get him back to the hospital by 2.
yeah, we got to keep an eye on the time. I think his taxi is going to be here in about 20 minutes. So,
you know, membership for the Church of Dim has been flying in. I mean, just members are coming out of the woodwork.
We had a potential member from Florida who we have now given official permission to start a Florida branch of the Church of Dim.
Oh my God, they need it.
Yes.
Florida is maybe the worst state in the union.
Wow.
Behind Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah,
Oklahoma.
It's Oklahoma and then Florida. They are fucked up.
Yeah, well, good. So maybe they can do some good. Good luck with that whole Florida branch. And we hope you flourish like a gigantic protozoan disease fest.
You couldn't have said it better. But people are hearing the good word. They're realizing that it's time for the unreligion, you know, the ungodly, the anti-Christ. Maybe not anti-Christ, but
that could be taken the wrong way.
No, we're not. We do not promote the anti-Christ.
No, because there ain't no Christ to be anti to. So let's just we'll drop the whole anti.
Ooh, I wonder which is more offensive.
Probably to
both Christians.
I don't know. I can't really fathom those fellas.
So, you know, Google New Church of Dim and, you know, join us on the site.
Yeah.
You know, sign up, leave a comment, leave a like, pray to a protozoa, let the amoeba into your heart, let the ciliates and flagella crawl on your soul. This is probably not the best advice. Recently on the site, Pastor Rick has interpreted many of his visions and actually put them into pictures of some of the, I don't know if they're living or dead, but some famous historical amoebas.
And protozoas.
It's the pictures are astounding. You have to check them out.
The first really world famous protozoan rap duo, I have them up right now. I left their name off again, litigation purposes. But if you want to see what the first official protozoan rap group looked like, the first rap duo to hit the protozoan charts, make the top 40, Their image is up.
They don't
right
make
now.
Noise, though. How do you know?
Well, that's the whole point. I mean, it's really tough to be a rap group if you're a
Protozoa. So basically the record just be silent, and then it's like your interpretation?
Well, maybe it's silent. We just might not be able to hear it with our inferior human ears.
Well, that's
perhaps
that's
the flagella makes some sort of strange vibrations that only other paramecium can pick up.
I always thought of flagella as a little bit slutty. Have you? No?
I don't know.
No.
I like it, though. It sounds fun.
All right, it's time for our first anti-mercial.
Good.
Anti-mercial.
Okay.
Fuck you, candy corn. I hate you. You're three different colors, but you taste all the same, and you taste horrible. To you people who give out candy corn at Halloween, screw you too. Nasty. The consistency is grainy and awful with horrible taste. Every time I've ever gotten sick, that's what it tastes like on the way out, is candy corn. Fucking candy corn. I don't know why it was invented. It's ridiculous. What are your thoughts on candy corn?
Well, interestingly, I was listening to a podcast around Halloween, and the number one Halloween candy in the world is candy corn.
Yeah.
The number one.
And that's why we're going in the wrong direction as a species.
Yeah.
So once again, fuck you, candy corn. And that's our anti-mercial.
I liked it.
Well,
okay.
Next Wednesday is another holy holiday for the COD.
A very important.
Church of
very
Dim.
Very important holiday.
Do you know what the holiday is?
Well, I know what it is, but our listeners don't. Go ahead and explain.
No Saints Day.
No Saints Day.
Tell us about the No Saints Day.
No Saints Day, of course, as we all know. All of us who understand, is the day where we do not celebrate any saint, any religious deities, anything above plain old mediocrity. It's the day where the middle of the road is just perfect, just enough.
Achieve that level of less than desirable.
Exactly.
Celebrating mediocrity.
Yeah, hey, Billy got a C on his math test. Good job, Billy.
Good.
At least you didn't fail.
Right down the middle.
Right down the middle.
Adequate is actually too good, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, because adequate implies, hey, maybe this will work. And we want, I don't know.
So if you see someone giving anything their best, you might say, like, hey, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's not a great response. It's a very mediocre response, wouldn't you think?
But I think it's one that will reach out and touch America, because they all want to say that. Now they have a holiday that allows it to happen.
That's what NSD is all about.
Yep. No Saints Day. It's a celebration of right down the middle, nothing good, nothing bad. Why even bother?
And fucking candy corn you don't eat candy corn on this day because it doesn't even reach mediocrity.
Yeah, it's a little below mediocrity.
A little. But so take the day off work. Tell your boss you wouldn't have done a great job anyway.
Yeah, religious
holiday.
You
would have, right.
And religious holiday, yeah, I wouldn't have done a good job anyway. Exactly. Because that's what No Saints Day is all about.
What do you
nothing
think,
good.
What
nothing
do you think about this
bad.
Deacon Cocksquat? Oh my God, he has his pants off. Don't clap with your pants off. That's just, things are moving.
Yeah. Flagella.
Well, you know, let's end this broadcast with the DIM Awards. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's time to talk about the DIM Awards for the day.
Our first entry for your consideration, Mr. Yates, is a recent story about faith-healing parents.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if they kept the words Christian Scientist out of this. They just said faith-healing. But a religious couple already on probation for choosing prayer over medicine is facing charges for the death of their recent child.
Second death of the second.
Well, I was going to save that. Because that's the what the fuck.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the second time they have had a child die because they believe that faith is better than medicine.
Right.
So they lost their 8-month-old son, Brandon, last week. He was suffering from diarrhea and breathing problems and stopped eating. Bacterial pneumonia was what the first child died of. We can only hope that these two die as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, it's inevitable. But what we're hoping is that it's soon and painful.
I agree.
Yeah.
Our second entry for your consideration is something I really wanted to bring up, I promise I'd bring up from the beginning,
yeah,
because it so embraces that which we celebrate at the Church of Dim, which right. is outright unbelievable, jaw-dropping stupidity. And that's the way we are all going to devolve as yeah. a human species.
We're heading down that road.
We're talking about snake handling.
We love it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't want to do it, but we love it. Snake handling is brilliant. I love that it's mixed up somehow with religious practices. The only snake I can remember from the Bible is actually in the first book.
And right, and they actually talk about how that they adhere to the literal Bible, right? The literal teachings of the Bible. I don't remember in the Bible wherein people held handfuls of snakes and prayed.
No, I am trying to think. Last I remember, the snake in the Genesis stories was just over kind of hanging out and suggesting a light snack before bed. But I don't know. Maybe they sort of mix that up with maybe you should grab a snake and shake it around. I don't know.
In 2001, there were about 40 small churches that practiced snake handling. I've just been handed by Pastor Coxquot a quote, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name so shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Oh, so it's like a weird
Wow, there's metaphor. A really connection. Faith healing, there's a weird connection to the faith healing things.
Yeah. So faith healing and holding a snake in your hand go hand in hand,
so
I guess.
Both of these
We should mention our we learned today a nice rhyme to help you know whether or not the snake that you're playing with could be poisonous.
Yes, and it is black, red, and yellow, you're okay, fellow. Yellow, red, black, you're dead, Jack.
Yeah, if red touches yellow, that's bad.
Oh,
or
right.
Red touches black.
You know, I think I might have actually mixed them up.
Yeah, I can't remember. But either way.
You know what, for the time being, if it looks anything like a coral snake, don't touch it.
Yeah.
Because there's no venom.
Yeah. There's anti-venom. Yeah. It turns out that we just recently read that they have stopped making anti-venom for coral snakes because they are so shy and so afraid of humans that they will only bite on really rare occasions. You have to really piss them off and make them feel threatened.
You really have to try actually to like molest one.
Yeah. So as long as you are not picking it up and swinging it over your head, chances are they're not going to bite you. But at the same time, probably just safe not to.
I would like to think that there are plenty of coral snakes at the snake handling churches.
I don't know. I know they do sometimes use deadly snakes.
Oh, here we are in Wikipedia under the heading risks. Would you imagine there are risks in this?
Risks for snake handling?
Right. Hensley himself, the founder of modern snake handling in the Appalachian Mountains, died from a fatal snake bite in 1955. In 1998, snake handling evangelist John Wayne Punkin Brown died after being bitten by a timber rattler at the Rock House Holiness Church. Members of his family contended his death was probably due to a heart attack, which is neither here nor there. If you get bit by a snake and then have a heart attack,
it's still the snake.
Yeah. His wife died 3 years previously after being bitten while in Kentucky. Another snake handler died in 2006. In 2012, Pentecostal pastor and snake handler Mark Wolford died from a rattlesnake. It goes on and on. Your choice today for the Dim Award winner, sir.
Boy, you know, they're both so good, but I'm going to have to go with the parents who have lost not one but two children just because, I mean, a snake handler who dies from a snake bite,
big deal.
That's kind of his fault. You know,
oh,
we kind of blame him.
Right.
The guy, the parents who are so neglectful and so ridiculous to let their child die of dehydration because they don't want to take them to a doctor, that's just sick and wrong.
I think you've nailed it again.
It's sad for the kids, but we don't know. I don't know. I'm on the fence about it. Whether or not it's better for them not to have kids or to have their kids and have them die so that they suffer more.
Or we just eliminate them.
Well,
and pretend
I mean,
they never existed.
I still think the best thing would just be for no more humans to have kids at all. You know,
and that's what we're going to promote in the future.
We're trying to, you know, eventually the protozoa, the microorganisms will take over the universe because all of us bigger species, we require so much energy, so much, you know, nutrition in order to survive, that when the ability to maintain that energy level decreases, the only things that are still going to be able to make it are little microscopics. So I'm cool with that. And, you know, I think the quicker we can progress towards that whole humans dying off, the better for everybody.
Non-violently.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean.
It needs to be natural.
Just stop having kids. All of the people you know, stop having kids.
Church of Dim big on masturbation, true?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you should do it in your bedroom unless it's the day of debauchery. You know,
then, of course, you do
whatever you want to do,
right?
Whenever you want to do it,
but you have to wait another. You have to wait another year for the next day.
Yeah,
of
Day of Debauchery is a goner, but our new holiday, no Saints Day. But at any rate, I must have been drunk still from yesterday's Day of Debauchery. So, where was I? Something about Dim Award parents who are neglectful. For religious purposes.
It's in the books. It's in the books, people. I'd like to thank our visiting Deacon Cocksquat. He's been a tremendous help here.
Yep.
And for the two Ricks, I am Rick.
And I am Rick.
Have a nice day. Fucking candy corn.